group pushing transgenderism on elementary schoolers sponsor San Diego Schools Equity Conference. By Spencer Lindquist on February 21, 2023. An organization that promotes child transgenderism among elementary school students sponsored an equity conference hosted by the San Diego County Office of Education, SCO. An organization that enables child transgenderism, called Trans Family Support Services, TFSS, which encourages transgenderism among young children, was one of the sponsors of the SCO's 2023 Equity Conference, called Equity is Love in Action. TFSS works to facilitate the transition of youth and states that its mission is to create a gender-affirming and accepting community. Like Me is the name of one program from TFSS that specifically seeks to encourage transgenderism among elementary school students. It aims to connect gender-diverse elementary-aged youth with each other. There is a general lack of that visibility at the elementary level. The program description complains before going on to say Like Me aims to remedy that. We know for a fact that our gender-diverse littles are not the only person like them in the country. The site also offers a program, called Kyler's Connections, for those who are looking more for an older trans person to help guide you through your gender journey. The organization also runs a Gender Junk program, where it provides youth with makeup, bras, binders, packers, and other devices to assist them in their attempt to change their sex. With the help of grants, we assist transgender youth in need to feel more at home in their bodies and alleviate gender dysphoria, the site explains. The program is specifically intended to provide the transition aids to youth whose families will not purchase them. This program is open to folks who either don't have the financial means to purchase their own items or don't have affirming families that will purchase, the website reads. TFSS is also set to host a Trans Youth Care Symposium, a virtual training designed for professionals interested in providing sensitive and competent mental health and medical care for gender nonconforming children. The organization has consistently received more money from donations years after year, a review of their 990 IRS form reveals. Though TFSS only garnered just over $28,000 in 2016, they received just under $190,000 in 2020. In addition to TFSS, the conference was also sponsored by LEGO Education, which provides lesson plans for teachers. Join hundreds of educators, parents, students, policymakers, advocates, and community members to advance educational equity for California students, the conference website states. Also adding, we look forward to coming together with a renewed sense of purpose to transform our individual and collective equity work. While the conference website listed the speakers at the January 20th event, it did not list the specific topics that would be discussed. The various sponsorship packages range from $2,500 to $10,000, though it is not clear exactly how much money Trans Family Support Services gave to support the conference. Breitbart News documented how the district is pushing critical race theory, publishing guides on microaggressions and systemic racism. Additionally, Breitbart News also reported that the district combined both critical race theory and leftist gender theory in a document discussing Black History Month, which included a section on queering Black history. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.